brother. Me, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of Natural News, filling in for Alex today. And we have Paul Joseph Watson joining us during this half hour. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Jeffrey Smith with a GMO update. That's going to be very interesting. And Paul Watson, as you know, one of the best investigative writers out there on the front lines of the freedom movement, constant contributor to PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Mr. Watson, are you with us right now?
Yes, Mike. Good to be back on the air with you today.
Good to be with you too, man. Always great to banter with you and chat with you here. I understand you're going to be bringing us some information updates about the war in Libya today.
That's right, Mike. It appears as if we're approaching the end game in Libya. This is kind of floating under the radar today, what with all the debt news and the economic fallout going on. But basically, we're either going to see Colonel Gaddafi step down or see Tripoli leveled by NATO bombardment. And this is something that's going to happen within weeks rather than months. So I want to give a pretty big update on the situation there at the moment.
All right. I want to ask you more details about that on the other side of this break as well, because, you know, not all the radio affiliates carry this segment. But it sounds like the details here are getting pretty gruesome. And this is still all taking place in a context of not war. Somehow this is not war. How does that work?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the arrogance with which the Obama administration has pursued this campaign by labeling it a kinetic military action and not a war, which is kind of in conflict to the fact that there have been over 800 bombing runs involving U.S. warplanes. Now, according to Libyan and other third-party authorities, over 1,000 civilians killed. Obviously, those numbers are highly disputed on either side. But for sure, there have been civilian deaths. In the past few weeks, we've had bombings of universities, hospitals and apartment buildings, and all those have been confirmed. NATO had to admit to the fact that in those three cases, the smart bombs had gone astray and civilians had been killed. Basically, what's happening now, certainly in Europe and as you've seen over the past couple of days in the US, the debt situation is so out of control that basically there's no money to fund this anymore. Obama said it would be days, not weeks. We're now nearly 4 months into it, and the Pentagon basically has run out of ideas on how to creatively fiddle the accounts to move money to pay for all these bombs and these bombing missions. So the NATO forces are completely exhausted, and they're having to settle for second best, which is this kind of second-choice Gaddafi step-down, whereby his government would maintain a lot of influence in the country. So when we come back, I just want to go over the fact that this is now in the works and it's basically going to be imminent, but it could still go the other way. Gaddafi could still change his mind. Yeah.
Very volatile situation. And you got to love the word games that the administration is playing with all of this. Like you said, days, not weeks, days, but it's been months. And to talk about kinetic action, well, you know, here's an example. This is kinetic action. I'm holding a pen. That's kinetic action when I drop a pen. Kinetic action is something small and simple like that. Not war. That's something very, very different. The word games are out of control, especially with the debt ceiling now approaching. It seems like they're getting desperate, Paul. Now, I know we're going to break here. On the other side of this, Paul Joseph Watson will break this down in far more detail, the situation in Libya and the endgame strategy that's coming our way. Stay with us here on The Alex Jones Show.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
Alone. ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks. Mike Adams here filling in for Alex Jones today, and we are talking with Paul Joseph Watson about the situation in Libya. And Paul, before the break, you were giving us some details. Can you give us the rundown again, the end game plan for Libya, and this, can you comment also on this Gaddafi suicide plan for the capital that's being reported in the news?
Yeah, well, basically, this is breaking news. We're approaching endgame in Libya, and it's likely to be weeks, not months, until this thing's wrapped up. The more likely of the two scenarios, and this is what's being reported today in Xinhua, our Chinese news, and also Debka file, is apparently in a bid to save Tripoli from basically being completely flattened, Gaddafi has agreed to cut a deal, which is being mediated by the Russians and the French, to step down from power. But it comes with a lot of attachments, one of which is that his son has to be involved in the next so-called democratic election. And another is that Gaddafi himself wants to avoid extradition, obviously, because it would mean he would be carted off to face the International Criminal Court. So yesterday, the Obama administration gave the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, permission to broker a deal with Gaddafi that will see him step down as a symbolic leader. But in the long run, it won't eliminate much of his influence over the country. So basically, we have Obama walking away from the Libya war with his tail between his legs. you know, the, as we said before the break, the battle over the debt ceiling, the imminent downgrading of America's credit status, the plunging economy, all this has taken precedence, and the White House, along with NATO, is basically having to abandon this one. They can't afford to pay for it anymore. We have the debt crisis, again, like America, reverberating around Europe, and there's just no money to pay for the fighter jets and the bombs. So Debka File reports today, this is their headline, "The Libyan war ends, Obama makes Moscow peace broker, NATO halts strikes." And those sentiments are also being echoed out of Xinhua, Chinese media, with the headline, "Obama conditionally backs political solution to Libya conflict." So if Gaddafi follows through on this promise to step down, then the war is over. But as I said before the break, if he changes tack and the last, you know, at the last minute, then the outcome is going to be very different indeed. Last month, we reported the fact that U.S. troops are being readied for a ground invasion set to take place in October if Gaddafi refused to step down. And indeed, I reported on PrisonPlanet.com 2 weeks ago the fact that NATO was basically at the end of its tether and ready to launch a full-out ground assault, again, if Gaddafi refused to talk, which it appears a bit as if he's now agreed to do. But the bottom line is that Gaddafi is not going to allow these rebels or NATO or anyone else to take Tripoli without a fight, even though the rebels are keen to go in. You know, they're 50 miles from Tripoli. They're in the mountainous region surrounding Tripoli, but their funding is simply drying up, whereas Gaddafi has these hoards of cash and gold that he's stored, he's secreted away for a crisis that would enable him to fund his government for the best part of another year. But as you just mentioned, we now have this claim by the special envoy from Russia, from the Kremlin, Mikhail Maragov, who says that Gaddafi has promised to line the city with missiles and raise it to the ground if it looks like they're going to come in and violently topple him. So Gaddafi would rather launch a suicide mission than surrender to NATO or these rebels militarily.
Do you think?
So again,
sorry to interrupt, Paul, but do you think that part of what's going through his mind, I mean, you notice that Gaddafi has stored gold, not U.S. dollars, as his currency of choice. Do you think part of what's going through his mind is if he can hold out long enough to allow the debt crisis in the U.S. to worsen, that he's going to have more leverage in all of this? Is that part of his game plan?
Certainly, yeah, because as we know, Libya has $6 billion worth of gold, and that was one of the primary reasons for NATO and the White House going in there in the first place, in addition, of course, to the fact that it's the richest oil country in the whole continent of Africa. So, yeah, Gaddafi has got the resources to sit tight and wait this out, whereas the rebels and NATO do not. And, in fact, also on the U.S. side of it, it was reported last week that the Pentagon was trying to ask Congress if it could move money around to cover the debts that they've already spent on bombing Libya since March. So they're already having to get creative with the accounting. Of course, Congress has refused to sanction funding for the war. So whereas NATO and the U.S. and the White House, their funds have dried up, Gaddafi's got the resources to sit tight, and he can wait it out for the best part of another year.
Yeah, well, non-war is expensive. Kinetic action costs money, I guess. very interesting how that works. Do you think, how is the West going to make sure that it has its hands in the pie, so to speak, in Libya after Gaddafi steps down? Because we always know the West wants to have control of every puppet government that goes in place. How are they planning to maintain control over Libya in this situation?
Well, obviously, they're going to first have a transitional government, which is then going to lead to some so-called democratic elections. But just as we saw in Iraq and, of course, in Afghanistan, they're just going to get the most loyal mafia bosses that will basically do anything they say, and they're going to try and get them to run and be successful in the election. But the problem is, if Gaddafi still has an influence and if his son is involved in that election, then huge numbers of Libyans still support Gaddafi. You know, some people have said 60%. Webster Tarpley went over there and recently appeared on the Alex Jones show, and he said everywhere he went, basically they were pro-Gaddafi. Obviously, around Tripoli, it's more pro-Gaddafi than other areas, but he's got a significant support in the country. So if Gaddafi could just get his people to run in the elections, then he could turn himself into a Vladimir Putin-style dictator who, although isn't symbolically in power, is still kind of running things from behind the scenes.
Well, that's so why the last thing the West wants is free and open elections for Libya, right? I mean, they want controlled elections where they can make sure their candidates get into office and the ones they don't want somehow end up losing the elections.
Well, exactly, which is why they need to extradite Gaddafi. They need to get him out of the country and in front of the ICC. So then his whole power structure will inevitably collapse. But if he's allowed to remain in the country, obviously he's going to have massive control over the aftermath of any transitional government, even if he is forced to step down. But, I mean, there are still people who think that he won't step down and that he's too proud to do so, which is why we had this report a couple of weeks back about NATO planning a final all-out assault, a coup de grace, in a bid to topple Gaddafi, and they said they already had the American, the French, the British troops on standby. So it's certainly not cut and dried yet, and they could still go for this massive final bombardment. But it appears as if they've given Gaddafi this ultimatum, you know, either go or we're going to completely level Tripoli, turn it into a car park. And basically that's what we're going to see unfold over the next 6 to 8 weeks. If Gaddafi agrees to go, then it will all happen quite peacefully.
Right.
But
and
on the other hand,
then the next government that goes in will have to borrow money from the World Bank to rebuild its infrastructure, and all of that contract money will be awarded to U.S. companies to rebuild. So, I mean, there's almost an incentive to level the city because there's so much money in rebuilding, isn't there?
Well, yeah, exactly, and then it'll just turn out like Egypt, which has now become dependent on IMF loans. So, yeah, but bear in mind that this whole diplomatic solution was Gaddafi's idea. He was the one that proposed it in early April, shortly after the bombardment began. But at the time, NATO rejected it because they thought, you know, again, days, not weeks. They thought it would be a walk in the park and they would just topple him within a matter of days. You know, 3 months later, it's proven to be the opposite. Gaddafi's government has held back NATO. He's held back these al-Qaeda rebels without deploying a single fighter jet or firing a single missile. So this represents a complete failure for both NATO and the Obama administration. At the outset, they claimed it was for humanitarian purposes and that it had nothing to do with regime change. But now, the only thing that will stop the bombardment on their part is regime change. And one by one, the countries in NATO have abandoned the cause. Obviously, a few weeks ago, Italy bailed out. And basically, Obama's gone away with his tail between his legs because now he's so distracted with his debt situation. He's basically lost the enthusiasm to prosecute this war.
Right.
And it represents a kind of victory in that sense for Gaddafi.
But this crucial mistake of underestimating the complexity of occupying ground with ground forces. I mean, this is the same mistake that Western nations, especially the U.S., make again and again in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Vietnam, going back a few years, and today in Libya. I mean, why do Western governments have such military arrogance where they think they can just press a few buttons, knock off a few bases, and just march right in? It never works that way.
I think, Mike, it's because they believe their own echo chamber of propaganda. They believe that, you know, everything's going to be a cakewalk and that Gaddafi's government people would suddenly just abandon him, that the army would just stand down and flee the whole country. And it's not the case. Probably the majority of people still support Gaddafi, and especially in the stronghold areas, that is the case. Gaddafi's army has the most sophisticated weapons. He's got the money. You know, and he's got the moral imperative to hold his ground. So the fact that they said it would be days, not weeks, again, just shows their arrogance and their stupidity in believing their own propaganda.
All right, Paul Watson, we've got to go to a break here. Going to continue with you on the other side of this break to get more details about the developing situation in Libya. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. Join you on the other side of this break.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are talking with Paul Joseph Watson here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host today, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and Mr. Watson, who is really one of the best geopolitical analysts out there today in the world, is giving us a breakdown of the situation in Libya. And I know you have some additional information, but I want to ask you specifically, Paul Watson, how, in your view, in your analysis, is this likely to affect oil prices in the short term, but then also the oil supply in the long term, assuming that Western forces can get some control over the nation of Libya?
Well, at the moment, the oil from Libya is basically completely cut off, but As far as I understand it, these rebels are about to seize control of some major oil ports. So basically, once the Western powers, once the globalists get full control of the oil, they can decide what to do with it. Of course, in the case of Iraq, it was largely the fact that they wanted to keep this artificial scarcity going, and the oil never really flowed from Iraq. So again, to say that they just want to do this to make money out of selling the oil is not the case. It's more about just controlling the area strategically and being able to maintain this artificial scarcity, which keeps oil prices high, which is precisely what they want as part of this post-industrial revolution, as they've said on many occasions. So if the rebels get control of that oil, then that eventuality will quickly become clear. But for the moment, the oil is still cut off because most of it is still under the control of Gaddafi's forces.
And all of this action taking place right now and this announcement by Gaddafi is just pushing oil into huge volatility, it seems like, right now, right, in the markets?
Certainly. I mean, immediately after the bombardment began, oil shot up. It's kind of leveled off now. So, I mean, we'll wait to see in which direction it heads, because obviously, you know, oil is leveling off at the 100 to 110 level. So it remains to be seen. But, I mean, either way, if Gaddafi steps down or if NATO have to launch this final massive assault to topple him, they want this done and dusted by early September, because that's when Obama and President Sarkozy, the French president, plan on hosting this peace summit. Again, you know, Obama, the Nobel Peace Laureate,
right,
more troops deployed than at any time under Bush, you know, involved in more wars. But they've got this peace summit planned for September 2nd in Paris between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and Obama and Sarkozy, it's important for them not to still be involved in this war because they want to pose as peacemakers. So either way, for them, Gaddafi has to be gone by September. So we're talking 6 to 8 weeks before this thing has to be signed off. But as I said before the break, it's largely been a complete failure, because it's going to be a heck of a lot more difficult for NATO and the White House to control the post-Gaddafi transition.
Exactly. And I can't help thinking that there's got to be a lot of economic pressure in the U.S. to get more oil flowing and keep oil prices artificially low somehow out of the situation in Libya, because price inflation is causing a lot of pain across America, and that's getting people even more freaked out than they are already with the idea that they won't get their Social Security checks after August 3rd.
Precisely, and that's exactly what the White House is now trying to do. It's trying to scaremonger both lawmakers and the American people into acquiescing with whatever it wants to do with the financial agenda by threatening to not send out the checks, by threatening similar catastrophic events as we had before the 2008 bailout vote, when Hank Paulson went and told everybody that there would be, you know, a complete crisis, martial law on the streets of America if they didn't vote for the bailout. So now we're seeing a similar situation. But in Libya, it's also about stopping China from recolonizing the entire continent of Africa. So it's not only related to resources, oil and gold being prime amongst them. It's also to do with stopping China's geopolitical expansion. So, I mean, they're trying to get this through on multiple levels, but it looks as if they're going to have to settle for a lot less if they merely get Gaddafi to step down and if his influence still pervades the country, which it's looking like it will do, unless they launch this massive final bombardment, which they're still obviously considering.
Well, these are crucial issues. It's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. And I want to thank you for joining us today with this analysis, Paul Watson. I want to encourage listeners to read more of Paul's stories on Infowars.com, where he's going to continue to follow this issue. And again, thanks for joining me today, Paul Watson. It's always good to chat with you.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Take care.
Now, we have, on the other side of this coming break, we're going to be talking with Jeffrey Smith. We have some new news about GMOs coming out, something that should concern you, and it will affect our food supply. So stay with us right here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Smith on GMOs.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host today, filling in for Alex. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of Natural News. And in this segment, we're going to be joined by GMO expert and advocate for safe food, Jeffrey Smith, from the Institute for Responsible Technology. Jeffrey Smith is one of our favorite informers of what's going on the front lines of food and GMOs and biotechnology. And in fact, let me bring Jeffrey right on in here with a quick intro. Institute for Responsible Technology, they're a great nonprofit group doing some of the most important work out there. ResponsibleTechnology.org is their website. And every year, by the way, we at Natural News, we actually raise money for this group because they're doing such great work. So we're always happy to have Jeffrey on. Jeffrey, can you hear me? Are you with us?
I am with you, Mike.
Awesome. Great to have you on. Now, there has been a disturbing development regarding Scotts Miracle-Gro and a petition with the USDA regarding Kentucky bluegrass, genetically modified yard grass, essentially. Can you give us the breakdown of what that's all about and why it will impact us for the foreseeable future?
Well, there's two really important things to understand about this latest release of information by the USDA. The first is that they're saying that for technical reasons, they have no choice, no desire to do any regulatory oversight over the release of this Kentucky bluegrass. It's genetically engineered not to die when sprayed with Roundup herbicide, so people will douse it with herbicide in order to kill the weeds. But it doesn't fit into some obscure categories, which has been the USDA's requirements to be involved. It doesn't affect the EPA whatsoever, which looks after certain GM crops, and it doesn't affect the FDA. So in other words, this ruling means that certain genetically engineered crops, maybe most of the future crops that we introduced into the United States that are not food, will have no regulatory agency to look after them. It'll be completely self-regulated by the companies who can decide to put it on the market and not even tell us that it's genetically engineered.
I mean, let me be clear about this for those listening. This is a huge deal. This is huge. The USDA is essentially saying we have no basis from which to regulate this genetically modified grass. And that same logic, if I'm hearing you correctly, Jeffrey, that same logic and reasoning could now be used for virtually all, well, maybe not all, but many varieties of genetically modified crops.
Is that correct? That's exactly right. You see, the reason why this is the case is that back in 1992, the pro-GM Bush administration wanted to figure out how to get GMOs on the market with as little resistance as possible. So they desperately did not want Congress to pass any new laws. So they created what they called a regulatory framework, which looked at existing laws which were not competent to actually evaluate and assess genetically modified crops, but were able to kind of jerry-rig them to say, here's how we're going to review GM crops using this old law from 1914 and this old law from 1950 and this law, etc. Well, because the laws aren't really designed for genetically modified crops, the USDA required that certain plants have actual pest potential or weed potential in order to be regulated. But because they say that this Scotts Kentucky bluegrass has no pest potential and slight weed potential, that they're not even going to look at it. They don't have to approve it. They don't have to do an environmental impact study. They can simply allow Scott to do whatever it wants with its Roundup Ready grass.
So then, as of right now, Scott's Miracle-Gro company could begin selling this genetically modified Kentucky bluegrass, and we can have people all over the United States planting genetically modified grass in their own front yards. I mean, this could be happening now.
Not only could it be happening now, although they say it'll be a while before they develop its marketing, it not only could happen now, but already there's about 185 million pounds of Roundup being sprayed in the United States. And the USDA just approved Roundup Ready alfalfa, and alfalfa is grown on more than 20 million acres, so that'll dramatically increase the amount of Roundup. And if we have grasses now getting Roundup, what we're going to see is a formula for a catastrophe. Roundup has been linked to birth defects, Parkinson's disease, endocrine disruption, lower sperm counts, abnormal sperm, birth defects, etc. And we're seeing a situation now where it's in such high quantities, it's in our food, it's in our water, and it's going to be on the playgrounds where kids are playing soccer, and where golfers are playing golf.
Just so it's clear, again, for those listening, I almost can't overemphasize this. Based on this decision by the USDA, which is essentially a hands-off decision, we can't regulate it, we don't have any regulatory framework to even deal with this. That's what they're saying. It's a surrender of the USDA to the biotech industry. Because of this, your neighbors could soon begin planting GMO grass all around you and spraying their yards with Roundup just nonstop. Your whole neighborhood, all the playgrounds, all the areas around you could be sprayed with Roundup because of this decision.
Which accumulates over time for months or years and stays in the soil to affect people, animals, and also it increases plant disease. Now, I wrote a letter to the USDA spokesperson this morning and got a reply back also this morning. I wanted to try and punch holes in this regulatory framework. I said, let's say you have a GM grass that puts out aromas that cause people to become mellow or complacent or sexually aroused or highly alert, or which promote hunger or cravings for a particular company's food or lack of cravings. Could that be completely unregulated? The FDA wouldn't necessarily regulate it. The EPA doesn't regulate it. The USDA wouldn't regulate it. So now you have marketers that can come and put in, they can do lawns that attract cats to go to the bathroom on it, or lawns that attract, that push repel cats and dogs. They can have grasses that can produce catnip to get cats stoned. In fact, years ago, there was a nicotine company, a tobacco company, that grew tobacco with higher levels of addictive nicotine. They smuggled it into Brazil, grew it, then brought it into the United States and put a cigarette in each pack of 20 to create more addiction in U.S. smokers. It is possible with this law that this would be completely unregulated by the USDA, FDA, or EPA.
All right, so now what you're painting here for us is a future of genetically modified lawns where they could have lawns growing drugs or even vaccines. Couldn't you actually have grass growing vaccines in your front yard?
And well, if they're technically drugs and they're taken in, then the FDA may have jurisdiction.
It might say something
right,
about
yes.
that, huh?
But in this case, you know, if it's simply like a plant that has some aroma qualities, you know, you can get different smells from plants. Maybe the smell has some is known to be cause alertness or arousal. You know, it's possible that these can go in with absolutely no regulatory oversight.
Like Viagra lawns.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got my Viagra lawn. Come on over. We're having a block party on our Viagra lawn. And in the backyard, we have Prozac lawn. I think we need to run this by the Oak Park City Planner's Office in Michigan to see if they approve of the suitable live plant material of your Viagra lawn. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea. What we have a situation here is it demonstrates the complete facade. You see, back in 1992, when the Bush administration told the regulatory agencies to promote GMOs, there was only one of them that had real strong laws in place that could slow down the promotion. That was the FDA. So what they did is the FDA brought in Monsanto's former attorney, Michael Taylor, to be in charge of policy. And through some kind of sleight of hand, somehow he was able to allow GMOs to go on the market and give them generally recognized as safe status. In other words, he told the companies themselves, we require no safety studies whatsoever. If you determine that your food, genetically modified, is safe, we believe you. We believe you, Monsanto, who told us that DDT, Agent Orange, and PCBs were safe. Now, Michael Taylor, who was in charge of policy, was Monsanto's former attorney, later Monsanto's vice president, and now he was put in as the U.S. food safety czar in the Obama administration.
Right, the great revolving door between government and private industry. But does all this mean now, Jeffrey, that has the government basically just surrendered to biotech, just thrown in the towel and said, forget it?
It's not surrender. You see, they're on the same side.
That's right, that's right.
You see, it's not like they're against them and they've given up. They actually, the WikiLeaks have shown us that they've deployed the entire State Department apparatus, which we already knew, but this kind of showed their actual tactics, where, for example, the ambassador to France asked his handlers in the U.S. to issue a retaliation list against countries in Europe that have been resistant to GMOs.
That's right.
And specifically asked them to cause some pain. Now, we know that when I was in Zambia talking to some Jesuit priests there that were involved in the Zambian decision to reject genetically modified corn from the United States, they told me that Colin Powell had tried to intervene in the Vatican to try and censure the Jesuit priests, that I talked to one secretary, a former secretary or the minister of agriculture there. He said when he went to shake Ann Veneman's hand, who was the secretary of agriculture in the U.S., she refused to shake his hand when she heard that he was from Zambia, who had rejected our GM corn, and just said, backward country, and walked away.
Wow. It's incredible. Now, you've been doing a lot of traveling. You spent time in India. Can you give us a quick rundown of what you saw there on the streets about the farmers committing suicide after experiencing massive crop failures due to the GMO crops there? What's going on?
Well, what turns out, an investigative report by UK Daily Mail estimated in 2008 that 125,000 farmers who planted genetically modified BT cotton committed suicide because their yields were not sufficient to pay back their high-interest loans. My friend Vanda Nashiva puts that number now closer to 250,000 farmers, and she commissioned a group that actually went door-to-door to 100 homes where suicides had taken taken place in a cotton belt and found that about 95 out of the 100 were directly or indirectly related to the failure of BT cotton.
And I'm sorry, but isn't the method of suicide usually they drink pesticide?
They often do. It's a tragedy. I just, in fact, read an article this week that they found an official from Monsanto was visiting a town, so they brought him to an area showing that half of the seeds did not even sprout or germinate, and when he refused to acknowledge any fault, they beat him up.
Really?
And previously, other seed salesmen, like a Monsanto salesman, was kidnapped and tied up until he was released by the police. You know, the farmers, obviously, they're ruining their lives, they're ruining their communities. And not only that, but I went to one village where they allowed their buffalo to graze on cotton plants after harvest for 8 years. But when they allowed them to graze on GM, genetically modified cotton plants, all 13 buffalo died after a single day's eating. They lost 26 goats and sheep. And this was emblematic and illustrative of what's happening around the cotton belt. Sheep, goats, some cows, and buffalo are dying or having serious diseases or disorders after consuming genetically modified BT cotton plants or cottonseed cakes.
But Jeffrey, the press in the U.S. almost never covers this. Mainline media almost never reports what's going on with the suicides of the farmers, with the dead animals, with the devastating crop yields. We're all told that GMOs increase crop yields, that this is the way to abundance. This is how we're going to feed the world. I mean, why are we all being lied to so consistently? Why can't we break through that with some honest information? I mean, you're doing a great job. Alice Jones is doing a great job. I'm hoping to play my part on National News as well. We're trying, but we're not getting to the masses on this. What's it going to take?
Well, you know, fortunately, because this is an issue where people can respond to GMOs by not buying them, we don't need to have 51% of Americans reject GM ingredients in order for Kraft Food to say, well, we've lost half of our market share, it's time to switch. When a small percentage of U.S. shoppers were ready to avoid GMOs, we think about 5% or 15 million Americans, because there's no consumer benefits to GMOs, they either drink poison like herbicides or produce poison like pesticides, then when we see that many people rejecting GM brands, it will drop the market share of the same companies that have already removed GMOs from their European and Japanese lines because there the tipping point has been achieved. We already saw a tipping point against bovine growth hormone in this country where most American dairies, including Walmart, Starbucks, Yoplait, and Danone, have removed it. So our plan is to go to the most receptive groups and to use groups like Natural News, which has been fantastic in presenting this information to very receptive people, so that people not only understand the dangers, but realize that there's alternatives, which they can buy non-GMO products very easily. And we have non-GMOshoppingguide.com to help people make healthier non-GMO choices and drive the tipping point.
Yeah, that's a really good shopping guide. I do recommend that. That's a great downloadable guide. But doesn't this depend, Jeffrey, on honest labeling? And we have the FDA and the USDA just completely against accurate labeling of foods. They do not want people to know that there are GMOs in their foods. They're fighting this labeling tooth and nail, and the biotech industry as well, saying that, oh, if it's labeled on there, that might confuse people. People might think it's different. Well, it is different. I mean, isn't the labeling the real key issue here?
Well, I think labeling, obviously, if things were labeled, that would wipe out GMOs from the food supply, because 53% of Americans say they wouldn't eat GMOs if they were labeled, and the FDA is officially mandated with promoting the biotechnology industry, so they ignore the desire of 95% of Americans who want mandatory labeling to promote the economic interests of 5 biotech companies. However, Mike, the thing is this. We don't absolutely need labeling in order to create a tipping point. Because if people we now have thousands of products that are enrolled in this new non-GMO project, which is a third-party verifier for non-GMO claims. There's already 1,200 products that have been verified. Many of them bear the seal non-GMO project verified. If we can drive the health-conscious shoppers, the parents of young kids, the people who are sick, the doctors, if we can drive the most receptive demographics who are aware of these problems to choose products that are labeled non-GMO, to choose products that are organic, to choose products that don't have the at-risk ingredients from the 8 GM food crops, that would be enough even without labeling.
Yeah, that's really key. And again, for those listening or watching, this is just crucial. If you're eating GMOs, I believe that you are subjecting yourself to a risk of poisoning through your food, and I know Jeffrey completely agrees with that. Believe it or not, Jeffrey, we're just about out of time for your segment. Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
Yes, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine now urges all doctors to prescribe non-GMO diets to every patient. They actually indicate that animal feeding studies show reproductive problems, digestive problems, immune system problems, accelerated aging, etc. It's not enough to simply be against GMOs and be against Monsanto and be against the government. We have to be empowered to make healthier choices ourselves. We have to say it's going to be us that decides what we put in our mouths and not the biotech industry or their enforcement wing in Washington. And so I encourage people to learn more about the dangers of GMOs and to take those steps to protect themselves, and if they have extra energy, to protect the community by sharing the information with others.
Well said. Jeffrey Smith, everybody, thank you for joining us, and you can learn more at responsibletechnology.org. That's the Institute for Responsible Technology, where Jeffrey Smith is leading the front lines fight against GMOs and for food safety. Thank you for joining us, Jeffrey. Great information as usual. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. On the other side of this break, we're going to be joined by Ted Anderson with an update on gold, plus additional information. We have a great guest coming up for you in the next hour. I'm Mike Adams. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
And we are back here on the Alex Jones Show. Man, we've been breaking down the issues today. Just finished up a segment with Jeffrey Smith on GMOs. Get ready for genetically modified lawns coming to a neighborhood near you where people are spraying Roundup all over your neighborhood and the children's playgrounds. Isn't it amazing? It's okay to have GMO grass in your yard and to spray it with Roundup. But if you try to grow organic vegetables, nope. Big Brother doesn't want you to have that kind of food. Chemicals are fine, right? But real food, forget it. Now, in this segment, as I promised, we're going to be talking with Ted Anderson. It's going to be a lot of fun with another update on gold. But let me give you a quick introduction to some of the breaking news today on gold prices. Gold is surging today. This is being reported by Bloomberg, a record after Moody's, of course, threatened to downgrade U.S. debt ratings. Down from its AAA rating, if you can believe that, AAA rating. Man, this is like, I wish we had these kind of ratings when I was going to high school. You know, you flunk a test and you get an A+. That's what the U.S. is doing right now with its debt system, failing the people, failing everybody, but getting a AAA rating. And it's being threatened with, oh, we're going to turn it down a notch if you don't reach a debt ceiling increase, which would only make the problem even worse. No wonder gold prices are going so high. So joining us here is Ted Anderson. Ted, are you with us?
I'm right here with you, man. I tell you, the markets are screaming right now that there's going to be a crash. That's what the gold and silver market is saying. I mean, right now we have gold almost into the $1,600 level. We've seen $1,594.70 today. Silver reaching just about $40 an ounce, $39.47. And like you said, Moody's downgrading the United States Treasuries. I mean, the only reason why the United States Treasuries had value in the past is because it was the currency was exchangeable for gold all the way through 1971. And we've been living on this legacy of being the world power currency. And now they're saying, hey, if we don't go further into debt so we can make our past due debt payments, that they're going to downgrade our AAA rating. I mean, Moody's is a bond house, and they do rate bonds. And what they're saying is that there's a chance for that things might be defaulting, which you would think that Moody's would also make the assessment that, hey, if you have to go into debt further just in order to pay the past due interest and principal, then you have a problem. We have to downgrade you anyways. But that's the whole thing there. Italy and Greece and all the northern European countries, they're falling apart too. I mean, it just is, there's a stench of destruction going on across the entire world. And that's why you see people getting into the gold and silver.
And it seems like people are picking up on this now. There is a growing sense of urgency. Maybe I wouldn't quite call it panic yet, but it's a sense of urgency to get squared away with gold. A lot of people have waited on this, and now they're realizing, gee, I better take action now, otherwise it's going to be too late.
And it is almost too late already. I can tell you, we had a run here this spring, and for me to try to buy the kind of quantity of gold and silver, mostly silver eagles, in to be specific, you know, I mean, I was trying to buy silver eagles at 100,000 ounces at a time, and I'd be lucky to be able to buy 20 to 40,000 from various different places. It was just dried up. The U.S. Mint can't make enough to meet the demand. And if you just get the common person back into gold and silver, there just isn't going to be enough.
Now, Ted, I'm sorry. I want to hold you over for the next segment, and I've got a couple of questions for you. I want to give you more time here, too. I apologize for interrupting you, but we got to go to a break here real quick. But this is an urgent issue. I urge you, if you're listening, pay attention to this. It's happening right now, almost breaking 1600. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more information from Ted Anderson on the gold situation and the debt crisis. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.